Justin, how did you first choose Long Beach as your hometown?
Well, I had just come down for a visit. I was living in North Hollywood at the time for a few years after moving from Alabama, and came to Belmont Shore in Long Beach and fell in love with it right away and decided to live here and have been here about 15 or 16 years now.
It's an incredible place, isn't it?
Sure is. Beautiful people, beautiful weather, very dog-friendly, and those are three of the things I like.
From falling in love with it, how did you go from there to community activist? How did you first get involved?
When I first moved to Long Beach, well, I run every day, so I was running on the sand and was jumping over trash that was washed ashore that had come down the Los Angeles River, and so I decided that I was going to get some friends together and help me pick up some of that trash. And so that was the first thing that I did as an activist or an advocate for my city, and started a beach cleanup, and it's called the 30-Minute Beach Cleanup. We do it on the third Saturday every month, and this June will be our 14-year anniversary. We do it every single month, rain or shine.
What, in addition, did you start doing right after that? You were doing the beach cleanup, and what came next for you?
Well, the beach cleanup, and then I've always been an admirer of animals. When I was growing up as a young boy in South Alabama, we would have animals outside, dogs and cats. Never thought of bringing them inside. Didn't even know people did that. Didn't even know what spay and neutering was growing up. But now, when I moved to Long Beach, I got a bulldog puppy and knew what falling in love with a dog and being close to a dog and having a dog companion was like, and learned a lot about animals and about the breed, and now have just become an advocate for animal welfare and organize, help to fund some spay and neuter programs and adoption and rescue programs and organize events, adoption events and dog parades that bring attention to dogs and mixed breed dogs, purebred dogs. It doesn't matter to me. I love them all. And I just have continued to build upon that. We've got the Bulldog Beauty Contest coming up early February 9th, and there are 18 other contests that same day for purebred dogs and mixed breed dogs, including the National Mutt Show. There's a pit bull beauty contest, a poodle pageant, a pug pageant, best tail, best smile, best legs, all kinds of contests. And they're just $10 to enter, and all the money, again, goes back to spay, neuter, adoption, and rescue programs.
And people are probably going to come out and see who wins most beautiful bulldog. What's the criteria for judging what's the most beautiful bulldog?
Well, it is, you know, beauty is subjective, so we get real live beauty queens to judge our contest. In the past, I mean, they just look for, you know, a handler or an owner who's walking their dog on the leash, who, I don't know, maybe it's how they are walking or how they interact with their dog. Is the dog well taken care of? Does the dog look happy? Maybe somebody just likes a white bulldog, or somebody just likes a red brindle, that's their thing. Or maybe they like the way the tail is, or the way the ears hang, or the amount of wrinkles on the face. It's really just what they like. And we get more than 200 English bulldogs in this contest. It's the world's largest gathering of bulldogs. So it's not a small little contest. I think this is the 8th or 9th year of it. The first year we had more than 100 dogs, but now it's more than 200. They come as far as Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Northern California. Good times.